Welcome to Burnside at Home. It's Richard here. Thank you for listening to our service today. Our theme is going to be Stay Safe in God, and we're going to be looking together at Psalm 91. And hopefully, over the course of the service, we'll have looked at different aspects of the psalm, and we'll see how we can be safe if we stay in God's presence day by day. You may well have heard in the news over the last week that churches are permitted to open from Monday, but guidelines have only just been released and there is a lot to be complied with before we're able to open. Most people in the congregation have indicated that they think Sunday, the 5th of July, is too early to come back to church, and we're also concerned about the high volume of holiday visitors in the area over the summer. So at this stage, we are looking at reopening much later in the summer, but I'll keep you up to date with whatever decisions we make as things seem to be changing so quickly at the moment. Back to our service today. Please remember that the service is in a slightly different order so that you can get back to the sermon quickly if you need to. The songs that are mentioned are not included in this recording because of copyright issues, and I apologise for that. But you'll find the welcome, you'll find an opening prayer, a reading by Joyce McMullen, the sermon. Then you'll have the prayer for others by Jewel Carson, the Lord's Prayer by Roberta Craig, and a musical duet today between Eileen and Jasmine, which was recorded with social distancing. Also remember that you can listen to a Bible study this week on Psalm 1 from Wednesday on this telephone line. So let's worship God together today. Welcome to Burnside at Home. I've been using that little phrase to start off our services every week because my natural instinct is to say good morning everybody. But of course the service isn't always recorded in the morning, and you're certainly not always watching it in the morning either. I tuned into one service recently from another church, and the welcome was quite simply good morning, good afternoon and good evening, which I think just about covers all the bases. But recently, this past week, Lynn wrote a comment on one of the blogs, and she finished off that comment on the blog by saying, "Love to everyone at Burnside and beyond." Now, apart from it sounding like something that Buzz Lightyear might say, I thought that's a lovely little phrase to show our love and our concern for everyone that's here, because it's not just Burnside folk that are listening to our services and worshipping with us. It's also all of our holiday visitors and our regular visitors who come along to Burnside. And then it's also many others who are joining in who perhaps have never been to Burnside before, but you're able to join with us online week by week. So I love that little phrase. And as we come to worship today, love to everyone at Burnside and beyond. Today, we're going to be thinking and focusing our thoughts on Psalm 91. It's a wonderful psalm. We're going to read it, we're going to sing it, we're going to study it together and find out what God has to say to us today based on those words of the psalmist that really speak into our situation today, a place where we can find refuge, a place where we can be safe in God's presence. And so I welcome you to worship us today using some of the words from Psalm 91. Let we who live with faith in God proclaim, Lord, you are my refuge and fortress. My God, I will trust forever. Let we who trust in the Lord know that his love surrounds us. God's protection will follow us throughout our days. When we call out to the Lord, we know that we are heard. God is with us in every trial and temptation. Therefore, we will rejoice in the salvation of the Almighty. Amen. So let's pray together today. Heavenly Father, as we bow before you in prayer, we come to you, Lord, bringing our needs to you. And we ask, Lord, that we would find safety and strength and refuge in you today. We thank you, Lord, that you are the fortress, and within you we can feel safe. We thank you, Lord, that your name is a strong tower, and the righteous can run into you and feel safe. And so therefore today, as we come to worship you, we come to seek you as our God. We come to proclaim you as our refuge. And we come, Lord, to put our trust in you. So Lord, be with us in this time of worship. We ask that through your Holy Spirit, you would speak to each one of us. And that together, Lord, we would know your blessing, your guidance, your strength, and your presence among us, wherever we happen to be today. For Lord, we ask it in your name. Amen. We're going to sing a version of Psalm 91 now. It's a new hymn by the Gettys, and it takes the words of Psalm 91 and helps us to focus upon God's safety and refuge as we dwell in him and as we trust in him.
Our reading today is taken from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he commands his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
What's the best way of getting to safety? Well, Psalm 91 is telling us that the best way to get to safety is never to get into danger in the first place. The psalmist is telling us throughout 91 that the best way to stay safe is to go somewhere safe and to stay somewhere safe. And if you can do that, then you won't face danger. Then you'll be protected no matter what comes your way. So we've already been looking at little bits of the psalm together, but now we're going to go through it together. So if you've got your Bible, open it up at Psalm 91, and we're going to look at some of these verses and find out how being in the right place of safety protects us from the danger around us. There are some people who would say, well, look, you can do whatever you want in life and then God will come and he'll protect you. But that's not what we're finding here. We're finding that it's very important to be in the right place to be safe. And we're going to discover it later on, as we've also been thinking about the temptation of Jesus and how these verses were used to try and make that argument, that that certainly isn't the case. So let's look at verse 1. And in verse 1, we read, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. How do you get to safety? Well, you dwell in the shelter of the Most High and you rest in the shadow of the Almighty. If you can do those two things, then you will be safe.
And we've got to realize here that shelter is obviously somewhere that you go whenever it's raining or whenever there's a storm. You find shelter and then you're safe, you're protected. And a shadow as well is somewhere that protects you whenever the sun's shining brightly. Now, whenever you go into the shadow, you can feel the chill because the sun isn't there. There's a certain amount of coolness. But that's a good thing because you're protected and you know that you're safe. And as you stay in that shadow, you know that you're close to the thing that the shadow is being cast by. So if you're in God's shadow, then you know that you're close to him and that he's never far away. So if you want to be safe, and I suppose as we'll go through this psalm, we'll discover that it has a lot to say during these times of coronavirus. If we want to be safe, then we need to dwell in the shelter of the Most High and rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Whenever we move on to verse 2, we read, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And so we're realizing that God is a refuge, a place of shelter, a place of shadow, that he is a fortress, a strong place where we will be protected day after day. And then in verse 3, surely he will save us. What will he save us from? Well, here's the list of just a few pictures that the psalmist gives us. He'll save us from the fowler's snare. And the fowler's snare is there to catch us unawares. You don't advertise that the snare is there. You want to catch something whenever it's least suspecting it. And so God is there to save us from the fowler's snare. He'll save us from the deadly pestilence. And so whenever we think at the moment, pestilence maybe a few months ago seemed like something that happened in faraway countries. But now we realize that pestilence and disease is something that's right here among us. And God will be with us through those times and he will help us through those times. And so again, we see that God's word is relevant for every day. It's right up to date. It can deal with whatever situation we find ourselves in. And so he's with us and he protects us and he's our refuge. We then, verse 4, have this wonderful picture where God is going to cover us with his feathers under his wings. It's like a bird protecting its chicks. And it puts its wing around the little chicks and they gather in under that wing. And there they're kept warm, they're kept dry, they're kept safe. They're given everything that they need to help them to grow and nurture them so that they can go out into the world. And God's telling us in this psalm that his protecting wing is over us. We are under the feathers, under his wings. We'll find refuge there. And his faithfulness will protect us. It'll be our shield and our rampart in everything that we do. God is faithful. He puts his wing over us and he keeps it there. It's not as if he does it for a little moment and then lets us go. He sticks with us and he protects us in all that we do. And then we find out in verses 5 and 6 that we don't need to fear because God is with us. This is a mighty God that we're trusting in today. This is a mighty God that we're coming before to worship. And therefore, we don't need to fear. And we think of all those occasions in the Bible where that message is given. Do not fear. Fear not. So think of the angels in the whole incarnation story at Christmas where they come. And as the people who see the angels and are listening to them begin to tremble and fear, they say, fear not. And here in verses 5 and 6, the psalmist is telling us, you will not fear because God is with us. What will we not fear? Well, we'll not fear the terror of the night or the arrow that flies by day. We'll not fear the pestilence or the plague that destroy us. We'll not fear those things because we're trusting in God. We're finding our refuge in him. We're finding our safety in the Lord God Almighty. And he is more than able to protect us, and therefore we need not fear. Now, I've been having this discussion with a few folk this week because lockdown rules are being released and we're having this opportunity where we can open up our churches again. And some people are saying, well, I know that I shouldn't fear, but I am a bit frightened of coming to church. And I don't want to sit in church. And I think that's a completely different thing that we're talking about here. That's two different types of fear. God has given us all common sense. He's given some of us more common sense than others, of course. But he's given each one of us a certain amount of common sense. And therefore, we don't put ourselves in danger. We'll come on later on to those words that Satan used to Jesus and almost tried to goad Jesus into testing God to see if he would send his angels to protect him. And Jesus said, don't put the Lord your God to the test like that. Trust in him, have faith in him, and he will protect you. But don't put him to the test. And so if we're just going to go out and we're going to face this virus and say, I don't fear anything, and I'm not going to social distance, and I'm not going to wear a face covering, and I'm not going to watch where I'm going, then that's foolish. That's a senseless type of not having fear. Instead, we should respect the virus. And we should do all that we can to protect ourselves from it. But God tells us, do not fear. Don't have a fear that paralyzes you. Don't have a fear that stops you being able to function. Trust that God will be with you. And if you take the precautions and you watch carefully, you know that God is with you. So that may mean quite legitimately that we don't open our church too soon. So that we respect each other, so that we care for one another, so that we're not just foolish and foolhardy and rush into things. It's not that we're fearful, but it's that we're being sensible. But we are not to fear the Lord, because he will be with us and he will help us. And so we have that promise in verses 5 and 6, a promise for today. Then whenever we move on to verse 7, we're also told, don't fear whenever others fall around us, because God will be with us. And remember that example from Daniel, whenever Daniel's friends were thrown into the fiery furnace and they told King Nebuchadnezzar, they said to him, look, our God can protect us. But even if he doesn't protect us, we're still going to trust in him today. And so today we trust that even if 1,000 fall around us, that God will be with us and he will protect us. We'll just observe it with our eyes and we'll see the punishment of the wicked. So God is our refuge. God is our place of safety. He's a strong tower that we run into. But what does that refuge look like? What's it like whenever God is our refuge and we're relying upon him? Well, if you move on to verses 9 and 10, you'll see some examples there of what it means to be kept safe by God. We're told, the psalmist tells us, if you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, you know, as we were saying at the beginning, resting in this shadow, then this is the refuge that God offers. No harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. God will be with us during those times, and he will help us each step of the way. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, in verse 11. And this was the verse that Satan used to Jesus to try and get Jesus to throw himself off the high place so that the angels would come and would pick him up. And they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. But we're not to put God to the test in this way. We're not to go out and say, right, Lord, wherever I go here, whatever I do, you keep the virus away. We take the precautions. We do what we're supposed to do. And then we trust God also and we say, Lord, protect me. Go with me. Help me. Be by my side in everything that I do and help me to honor you in the way that I live my life. Then as we go on, we read in the next verse about you will tread on the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and the serpent. And does that not take us back to last week whenever we were in Amos chapter 5, whenever we were told there it will be as though a man fled from a lion, only to meet a bear, as though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall, only to have a snake bite him. And there in Amos, it was all about the judgment of the Lord coming, and that there's no escape from judgment. You'll think you've got away from the lion, but then a bear appears, and you'll think you've got to safety in your house, and then a snake appears and bites you. And here the psalmist is saying, well, God will be with you. And you can tread on the lion and the cobra. You can trample the great lion and the serpent. And God, the refuge, will watch over you and keep you safe. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him. In verse 14, we've got the first two of eight promises that God makes towards the end of the psalm. Eight promises that, again, lead on from this refuge. We put ourselves in the right place, and then God's blessing comes. And that's what we've been thinking about this week in our Bible study from Psalm number 1, where we find blessing from God by being in the right place. We don't sit down in the wrong place with mockers. Instead, we trust in God and we trust in his word. So in verse 14, God promises to rescue us. He promises to protect us. In verse 15, he promises to answer us whenever we call on him. He promises to be with us in times of trouble. He promises to deliver us and honor us in our lives and in all that we do. He promises to bless us with long life and with salvation. And so God gives all of these promises to the person who puts their trust in him, who moves in to dwell with him. There are many who are going about in the world today who are asking the question, well, why haven't I got God's blessing? Why are things going so wrong? Why am I lost? Why are things falling apart around me? Perhaps the reason could be that they have never moved themselves into God's presence. They've never trusted in the Lord and found the blessing that he alone can give. They haven't dwelt in the shelter of the Most High or rested in the shadow of the Almighty. Because it's whenever we do those two things that God gives us his promises and he protects us and gives us refuge. So let's bow before him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day that you are a God who gives us refuge and protection and safety. And so today, Lord, we come to you and we say, Lord, we want to move into your house. We want to dwell with you forever. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to do that, to rest in your shadow and to remain in you at all times, that we would know your presence and your help and your guidance in everything that we do. Amen.
So what's coming up in our service today? Well, we're focusing on Psalm 91. So Joyce is going to read to us from Psalm 91. Jewel is going to lead us in prayers for others today. We're going to have a duet from Jasmine and Eileen. Roberta is going to lead us in the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to sing God is Our Strength and Refuge, a very special version set, of course, to the tune of the Dam Busters, but it's performed by All Souls Virtual Orchestra, and it was performed for VE Day to say thank you to all those who have put their lives on the line, past and present, to help us and to protect us and to provide safety for us. And of course, although it's based on Psalm 46, it carries on the themes of safety and refuge that we're going to find in Psalm 91. So let's continue as we worship God together.
Let us pray. Lord, we come to you in humility and repentance. We do not deserve your mercy, but have known and continue to feel your love and grace in our lives. We pray for the leaders of our land. Thank you for people who are prepared to take on such responsibility, and ask that you would grant wisdom to our Prime Minister and his team as they deal with the health and economic fallout caused by COVID-19. We also thank you for our Health Minister, Robin Swan, and our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Michael McBride. May you bless them and their families, give them strength and peace of mind. We pray for those returning to work. Help them to adapt to new ways of doing things. And we pray especially for those who've been made redundant. Help them to cope spiritually, mentally, and financially. And we pray that our economy may recover quickly and that we will see a fairer society. We pray for our young people who have missed out on the chance to prove themselves in examinations. Help those moving to university or from primary to secondary level to cope with the uncertainties of life. Bless teachers who, over the past few months, have had to adapt to new ways of teaching and have missed out on the relationships with their pupils. We pray especially for the Scripture Union pupils, especially those who have no Christian support at home or church links. We pray that they have found good online teaching and have continued to grow in faith and gain strength from you. We pray for those in other lands who suffer due to poor health conditions and poverty every day of their lives. And we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters who face persecution for their faith. May we live in a world of justice for all, where all lives are viewed as a gift from God and sacred. God, you know and love each individual, wherever and whoever they may be. So we pray for them all and leave them with you. Pray for those who are lonely, grieving, depressed, disappointed, worried. When such feelings engulf us, remind us to turn our eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Amen.
Obviously, things change very quickly at the moment with regards to legislation and restrictions and lockdown being lifted. As I'm recording this week, we've already had the announcement from the executive that churches will be allowed to open again from the 29th of June, and we're just awaiting confirmation of that just before this service is published. Also, we'll be finding out what restrictions are going to be placed in those church services. Talking to many of you and receiving a little bit of feedback, there doesn't seem to be much appetite from folk just yet to meet together as a body in church. We're all still at that stage where we haven't really been allowed to meet other people within our own houses. We haven't been able to meet other people very much outside. And we're all still a little bit cautious about sitting in a pew with others around us until we feel that it's safer to do so. With that in mind, I don't think we'll be opening our church building anytime soon. We're going to proceed safely and cautiously and take our time. And therefore, as we make plans as a Kirk session and as a committee, we'll let you know what the plans are and what we're going to do. And we'd value your prayers with regards to all of that in the days ahead so that we make the right decisions at the right time. Now, obviously, with our church closed, that means that there aren't the same opportunities for you to give to God's work. And can I say a huge thank you to everyone who has been contributing over these past number of weeks. It has been wonderful to see it. It has been a huge help to us as a congregation, and I want to thank you on behalf of Kirk Session and on behalf of committee to say thank you for your generosity. And so we take this opportunity every week to acknowledge your giving. I know that you're not just giving at this precise moment, but envelopes are being brought in and direct debits are being set up. And so we are, as a people, giving to God's work. And so it's important that we take time to acknowledge that, to thank God, even though there isn't a physical offering, to thank him for his goodness to us, and then to dedicate that offering to him. So let's pray together. Lord, we recognize that every blessing comes from you. And today, Lord, with the psalmist, we give you thanks for all the many blessings: salvation, protection, refuge. Today, Lord, we offer you the thanksgiving of our hearts. And we ask that you will accept these, our offerings, and that they would be used for your glory. For we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Boys and girls, where do you go if you want to feel safe? Over these last number of weeks, the safest place for us to be has been at home, and we've been told to stay home and to stay safe and to watch out to make sure that we're alert so that we're kept safe each and every day. Maybe you have special places you go to be safe. Maybe it's your bedroom and you like to go there. If everything is getting you down, if there are all sorts of things going on, you go into your bedroom and you sit down and you have quiet and peace and you feel safe. Maybe whenever you're out and about, the safest place to be is in the arms of your mum or dad. Something's happened and you come running to them and they open out their arms and welcome you in and you suddenly feel safe. In days gone by, whenever people wanted to feel safe, they would build a castle. And a castle would usually have a high tower in it. And the tower was the safest place in the whole of the castle to be, because it was high up. You could see what was going on down below. It was very difficult to climb up the tower and attack the people that were in it. So if you wanted to be safe, you would run to the castle. And then if you wanted to be even safer, you would be on the highest tower of the castle. And the Bible tells us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That seems a strange thing to do. How can you run into the name of the Lord and feel safe in the name of the Lord? But the Bible's telling us that if we know God's name, then we know God. If we know God's name, then we have a real relationship with him. We're able to call out to him and we know that he's going to answer us. So if we're frightened, if we're unsure, if we're a little bit scared of what's going on around us, we call out on the name of the Lord. And it's like running into a strong tower, because God is with us and he will protect us. And whenever we run into him, we'll feel safe. So today we're going to sing a little chorus together. It's one we've sung in church many times before. This version is quite a lively version, but it just reminds us that God's name is a strong tower. We can run into him and feel safe. We can run into him and know his salvation and his forgiveness. So blessed be the name of the Lord.